Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jazz and Max with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, a Queensland man has been charged after allegedly threatening to kill the Australian Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese. Normandy Lake was arrested at his North Brisbane house on Saturday after using social media to make a threat on the Prime Minister's life. The offence carries a maximum penalty of 10 years imprisonment. The incident has sparked calls to lower political temperature amidst growing concerns of the rise in threats against public figures. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has urged Australians to remain civil in public debate. We have a vibrant demographic here. No one is trying to stifle free speech, he said. We need to show respect to each other. That doesn't mean agreement, but it does mean behaving in a way which is acceptable. Mr. Lake is expected to reappear in Brisbane Magistrates Court on Wednesday.
A bushfire that burned thousands of hectares and forced the evacuation of campers on Moreton Island has been brought under control. The blaze is thought to have been sparked by a campfire lit on Saturday morning inside the fire ban zone. The rapidly moving blaze, which firefighters battled over the weekend, burned 2,300 hectares on the 37-kilometre island before it was contained, forcing 20 campers to be relocated. In a statement released on Monday afternoon, Queensland Parks and Wildlife Service said a fire investigator had been engaged to determine the cause of the bushfire alongside QPS.
In national news, Australians have been repaid back $1.76 billion in lost wages. According to a new analysis from the software Reckon, wage theft has more than doubled in Australia over the past 5 years. In the financial years from 2019-2020 to 2023-2024, more than 16,700 investigations into wage theft were completed, with 56% of businesses found to be non-compliant. The public administration and safety sector recorded the highest rate of wage non-compliance in Australia, with 932.3 non-compliance businesses per 100,000. Reckon Chief Executive Sam Alter has urged businesses to protect themselves by regularly reviewing payroll systems, staying informed about industry-specific regulations, and promptly addressing any discrepancies.
Fresh potatoes are in short supply on some major supermarket shelves across the country, which comes as South Australian supply chains face pressure from extreme weather. The state produces 80% of Australia's fresh potatoes, with major growing areas in the Riverland, Mallee and Virginia. John Telikidis, head of sales for Mitolo Family Farm, says it has been the toughest season in more than a decade, stating we were down 10 to 12% in yields, which had far-reaching adverse effects on the market. Hot temperatures followed by cold and windy conditions led to lower production and quality issues, including skin staining and cold cracking, which does not meet retail specifications. Major supermarkets have been providing notices to customers with information on the supply and produce appearance, encouraging customers to buy the potatoes even if they do not adhere to usual appearances. For your national news, France's Prime Minister Sébastien Lecornu has resigned just hours after forming his cabinet, plunging the European nation further into political deadlock. Mr. Lecornu unveiled his cabinet on Sunday local time to resign only 14 hours later after meetings with various parties in the French National Assembly failed to yield any results. The conditions were not fulfilled for me to carry out my function as Prime Minister, Mr. Lecornu said on Monday evening. French President Emmanuel Macron has announced that his pick for Prime Minister will stay on for another 2 days to host talks to define a platform of action and stability for the country. Mr. Macron is reportedly ready to take his responsibilities in case of failure, in possible reference to calling new legislative elections. For your weather today, Brisbane is looking sunny all day. It's currently 19 degrees with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger is high and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.